Welcome back inside Coach's Insight here on Care Radio. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Steve Knoll, head coach of the Jeff County North Girls. And, well, Coach, you've had two games since we've last talked. Back on Friday, a good win over Keir Paravel on the road, 38-24. Then you follow that up on Monday against Jackson Heights, who's the number one team in the league, and you fall 44-28. So, overall, kind of an up and down last couple of games. What have been your thoughts?
Yeah, up and down, probably the biggest hit. We've had a problem here with the last game, we just don't start very well. And that was the same way both of those games, especially the Keir Paravel game. We come out and I think we were behind them by two games from them. Our pressure worked for whatever, and then finally about 3 minutes into the third quarter, it clicked. We started going and really looked a lot better, pulled away from them, won by 14. And then turn around on Monday and play Jackson Heights. Again, our pressure half-court trap was working pretty good against them. We'd get a turnover, but then we'd turn around and turn it right back over. And we just could not get the ball in the basket. I think we scored 2 points in the first quarter, and then really don't get anything kind of in sync for us until about 3 minutes to go in the game. And probably those last 3 minutes, I thought we played really well, but it was just we dug ourselves too big a hole to get out of again. So we got to have a better start here, you know, tonight against Pleasant Ridge, and then once we get into the postseason, and then learn to maintain that as we go throughout the rest of the game.
Yeah, you just got to talk about the offense a little bit. I mean, really, when you look at your scores, it seems like the offense really hasn't been there much this year as far as putting a lot of points on the board. Is that just kind of at this point of the season indicative of how the year has gone? Just the offense hasn't really clicked all that much this season?
I would say so. You know, it's weird because our offense will click maybe a quarter or a half of a game. If we could get it to go the whole game, we would be, you know, record be a lot better than what it is right now. It's not too bad a record now anyway, but we just got to put together a whole game offensively, and that's something I don't think we've done all year yet.
Now you look ahead here tonight. You got Pleasant Ridge here to wrap up the regular season. That'll be on the road. Pleasant Ridge, a team you faced all the way back in December. That was a 34-28 win for your girls, so obviously a lot has changed since then. But what do you look at here tonight with Pleasant Ridge on the road to wrap up the regular season?
Well, again, you know, they're going to come out. They're going to pressure. They're going to play some good man-to-man defense on us. And then last time we saw them, they threw a box and one at us as well. We're going to be able to adjust to those things, but we just need our offense to click, you know, from the start of the game all the way through. And that's what we've kind of stressed to the girls here last couple nights of practices. You know, we want to play a complete game. And I think, you know, if we can do that tonight and kind of get in a kind of a good mindset that way and going into Substate next week where the third seed actually was tied to the second seed, you know, that's the Substate I think is wide open. So we just want to get tonight, use it as a building block, and go into Substate ready to go.
Yeah, talk about Substate. You'll have Heritage Christian in the opening round on Tuesday on your home floor at 7 o'clock. So when you look at that one, too, I know you're not going to really look much past Pleasant Ridge here tonight, but you do have to kind of look a little bit ahead to Heritage Christian on Tuesday. Since this is the last time we'll talk, I just want to get your quick thoughts on what he looks like here coming up next week at Substate.
Well, for kind of unusual for us in Substate this year, usually – excuse me, we get stuck in a Substate with everybody we've seen pretty much all year. This year, only us and McClouth are from our league in the Substate, so it's a little bit different. Started getting some films in on Heritage Christian yesterday. Don't really know much about him yet. Really, we haven't played many teams that they've played, and so you really can't kind of compare across that way either. So kind of this weekend, we're going to have a whole lot of kind of looking at a new opponent and trying to figure out what they do and how we want to attack it. So and that part of it's kind of nice because you're seeing somebody different, but it's also nice sometimes to have a familiar party with teams too.
Yeah, and also, you know, being the final time we will talk here this year, Coach, I just want to get your final thoughts just on the season and this year as a whole. I know it's been kind of a wild, crazy year with all the COVID things and all the makeup games and postponements that we have had here this season, but when you look back at just this team and this group as a whole, what are you going to remember?
I tell you what, this group, they've been great this year. You know, we've had a number of our games decided by less than 5 points, and that's either a win or a loss either way. And for the most part, we came out on the you know, the good side of that most of the time. So as you look at this group, we had many times where we could have just folded up in games or whatever. Offense wasn't clicking or whatever. And finally in the last couple minutes or in the fourth quarter or in the second half, somewhere along the line, things would kick in for us. So just looking at them, they just had the never-say-die attitude and got after it. They've been a fun group to coach, especially on limited practices. We're going to have about probably 12 to 15 less practices this year than what we've had in the past. And I think we've been able to adapt with limited practice time and just kind of grow, even though it was kind of a messed up season. So, you know, couldn't be more proud of the girls, the way they played all year. Again, we kind of came out on the short end a couple times that were close games, but more times than that, we were on the good side of it. So, great group of kids, and hopefully we can continue and make that season go on a little longer yet.
Yeah, Coach, certainly look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish here in the postseason, wrapping up with Pleasant Ridge tonight and then Heritage Christian on Tuesday. So good luck here, Coach, the rest of the way. We look forward to seeing what your girls can accomplish, and thank you for taking the time throughout the year, and we'll talk to you here soon.
Hey, thanks, Johnny. Thanks for covering us this year.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's Steve Knoll, head coach of the Jeff County North Girls, joining us this evening on Coach's Insight.